How to Lie with Statistics podcast review by Antoinette,
Stefan,
and Raekwon.
All right, part one, chapters 1 through 3.
Chapter one talked about if your sample you're testing is large enough, you won't have to count them out, and you can look at it and be able to give a close guess. An example of that was given to us was having a barrel of beans of two colors, and you picking out a handful. The sample space, if the sample space is large enough, then your handful should be very close to the amount of any color beans that are in the barrel. Another example is the class of 24 of Yale, and how no one is sure of the base salary. They recorded after the graduation, and this example came from a sample because reason tells us that no one can get hold of a living member of the class of 24. The chapter pretty much is based on sample and being able to determine if you can find out the answer from looking at the data that's given.
Some real world examples would be like if you were to flip a coin 10,000 times. Since the sample you're doing is so large, you should be able to just look at the data you received and be able to notice that it will land on heads 50% of the time. And it will land on tails 50% of the time, giving you 5,000 heads and 5,000 tails. Another example would be if you had a fair six-sided die and you rolled it 60,000 times. Since your sample again is so large, you should be able to see that each number will pop up 16% of the time, giving you a 1 10,000 times, a 2 10,000 times, a 3 10,000 times, a 4 10,000 times, a 5 10,000 times, and finally a 6 10,000 times, all adding up to 60,000.
Chapter 2 talked about averages. Pretty much what I got from it is that you still don't fully know what the exact data is unless you find out what type of average they're examining it from, which would be the mean, median, and mode. One example from the book, which is a quote, said, "The $15,000 figure I used when I wanted a big one is a mean, the arithmetic average of the incomes of all the families in the neighborhood. You get it by adding up all the incomes and dividing by the number there are. The smaller figure is the median, so it tells you that half the families in question have more than $3,500 a year and a half less." Pretty much, though the numbers may be bigger and range in different positions, it still means the same income. So pretty much the $3,500 is the smallest number, while the $15,000 is the largest. However, they're still in the same range dash form. Averages are more common in numbers when it has to do with human characteristics, also known as the normal distribution.
Chapter three was a pretty interesting chapter. It talked about how companies can... Well, technically, they're not lying, but they are at the same time. But, I mean, like, they use small samples and put those... All right, well, like in the book, the example was with the toothpaste, where they say like the 27%, it helps, you know, protect the teeth or whatever, and the dentist or whatever recommended. It's like in the commercials where you see, it'll say 4 out of 5 dentists recommend this toothpaste. Well, they probably only asked those 5 dentists. And, well, some people might, you know, try to think deeper and then say, oh, they asked a bunch of dentists and it basically turned out to be 4 out of 5, like a ratio or whatever. Like every 5 dentists, 4 of them are going to recommend it. But, yeah, so it basically chapter 3 just talked about how using a small sample space, you can, you know, advertise the product and get away with it because you're not really lying. But you did use a small sample.